almost 7 years ago, bitter taste receptors were found to be expressed in the lung. Lately, we found they are expressed in other parts of the body, so in the gut as well, in lungs as well. So in 2010, it was found to be expressed on airway smooth muscle. The muscle plays a key role in actually relaxing your airways during asthma attack. So an asthmatic sees an allergen or smoke means that you will narrow your airways. But when they are activated, they found that bitter compounds actually relax the airways. So actually they are beneficial in the lung.
So sorry, let me just backtrack. You're saying that there are also similar receptors in the lung that are kind of linked to the ones that we might find in our mouths.
Yes, but the distribution is different. So the distribution of these receptors in the mouth is even and very coherent, but in the lungs, it's not evenly distributed. So they don't have the same function as in the mouth, because the receptor expression is different. And as I said, there are a variety of bitter taste receptors. There are 25 of them in humans, and not all of them are expressed in the lung.
And because you've found this link between, I guess, taste receptors both in the mouth and in the lung, how can that give you greater insight into forming new drugs to treat asthma exactly?
Yes, so asthma basically, as you would know, is the narrowing of the airways, and also it involves inflammation. So for an ideal asthma therapy, we would like to block inflammation and also relax the airways. At this point in time, we have a good asthma control using conventional bronchodilators such as Ventolin. So we do have good drug treatment for asthma right now. The only challenge is the severe asthmatics. So in people where asthma goes uncontrolled and nothing works, they are around 10% of them. And then they take up most of the hospital care or the resources in the hospitals. So it is a challenging task to treat those patients. And also with asthma, as it is a chronic disease, over time, you develop other changes in the lung, which are called airway remodeling. So your cells, your tissue in the lung actually remodel. Airway remodeling actually happens over time. It's not fully reversible. So we see more changes happening in that direction. So we see increased airway remodeling and severe asthmatics. But steroids and conventional beta agonist or bronchodilators don't actually limit the progression of the disease. So they don't affect the underlying cause of the disease. Interestingly, our studies have shown that bitter taste receptors can actually work at multiple levels. They can also be potent bronchodilators, so they can relax the airways. They can also block inflammation. They can also prevent the progression of the disease, so they can also prevent the structural changes happening in the lung over time. So that's very fascinating. So currently, our studies have shown that they work at multiple levels at this point in time.
In what forms might these new drug interventions come in?
So we used a mouse model of asthma using both prophylactic and treatment model. So in the prophylactic model, we actually initiated the disease first and then treated them. And the treatment model, we actually established the disease first and then tried to reverse the disease symptoms. So in both cases, bitter taste compounds were actually effective in preventing the disease and also reversing some of the features of the disease. And we use mouse models to test these agents. And these drugs were actually given as intranasal administration, so directly into the lungs.
Right. And so what exactly are you putting into the lungs?
We used chloroquine and quinine.
And what's that?
Those are actually anti-malarial drugs, which have been around for decades. And both of them are really safe.
How did they get into the mouth?
We deliver them to the nose. So we actually intranasally give it to them and they breathe in. So it goes into the lungs. And once it goes into the lungs, it activates the bitter taste receptors and then initiate the beneficial effects.
Seeing as these are currently being trialed on mice, if that were to become applicable to humans, would you see it being administered in the same way to humans?
Yes, that's the goal of developing these agents into possible asthma treatments. But there are challenges because these drugs are actually, they work at higher concentration right now. So we need to refine the chemical structure of these molecules in order to get better compounds which are safer and more effective in humans. In mouse models, most of the time when we do mouse studies, it does not reflect whether it will work in humans. But we have to use integrative physiology from different species in order to assess that. So currently, the data we have from our lab and other labs in the world suggest these agents are potent bronchodilators. They relax the airways, no doubt about that. But whether they can actually be anti-inflammatory, they can be anti-remodeling, we need to do more and more work on that direction.